All right, I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking to Corey Valancourt, reporter for the Smoky Mountain News.
Hi, Matt.
And we're going to talk about the Appalachian Regional Commission. First question, what is this?
Well, the Appalachian Regional Commission was formed in 1965 by an act of Congress. Obviously, President Johnson was a major part of that. But this came out of an effort by President John F. Kennedy before he passed to address crippling poverty in rural Appalachia. At the time, we had about a 19% poverty rate in the United States. And so this regional commission was formed as a federal and state partnership to create self-sustaining economic development in Appalachia.
Where does this commission operate?
Well, it operates throughout West Virginia, but also parts of Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Maryland, Mississippi, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and here in North Carolina. At the time it was formed, there were approximately 295 counties in that region that were listed as high poverty, and today that number is down about 90. So it's created apparently around 100,000 jobs. It's doubled the percentage of high school graduates in the region. All of this while spending over $2.7 billion over the last 40 years.
So it's essentially anywhere the Appalachian Mountain Range goes, this is this
That's
commission
right.
serves it.
North to south, east to west.
What sorts of things does this fund?
Well, the Appalachian Regional Commission funds things like the Landis-Sky Regional Council that we have here in Asheville, but perhaps its greatest import is in some of these really rural counties in far western North Carolina where they don't have the tax base to take care of some pretty critical infrastructure projects. Some very recent things that they've funded, there's a digital mammography unit now at Swain County Hospital, which is something that wouldn't have been possible. Bryson City has apparently terrible sewer and water infrastructure that's very old, and they helped fund some of that stuff. The Snap-on Tools plant in Murphy needed a water line extension. So these kind of economic development opportunities that end up being self-sustaining and benefit the entire region is really where the ARC has made its biggest impact.
It's not a big part of the federal budget.
It's not, Matt. It's funded to the tune of about $146 million, at least last year in 2016. But Trump's budget is cutting all sorts of these programs that really don't have a humongous impact on the budget. There are major cuts planned for the Minority Business Development Agency, the Environmental Protection Agency, Community Development Block Grants, OSHA, the Small Business Association, and then the complete defunding of some of these federal programs like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, U.S. Trade and Development Agency, the Economic Development Administration, and then, of course, the Appalachian Regional Commission.
So without the money for the Appalachian Regional Commission, how much of a blow would it be to this region?
I think it would be a terrible blow to the region. It was established for a reason, and that rural Appalachia had fallen far behind the United States, even back in 1960, in terms of economic opportunity for its citizens. And as people have to migrate out of the region, it also kind of results in a loss of culture, and it's such a distinct culture throughout Appalachia that this program has really served as a bulwark towards stopping that and really redeveloped a lot of these counties. As I said, 290-something counties were high poverty in 1960. Now there's about 90. So I think the results of this program have spoken for themselves.
With a lot of the things in a budget, it's obviously a negotiation process. The potential that this actually could happen, that the Appalachian Regional Commission could get defunded?
It is certainly a possibility, but the prognosis right now is very unclear. The Appalachian Regional Commission, despite being one of these far-ranging federal programs, safety net programs, very similar to the New Deal stuff, it has always enjoyed a lot of Republican support. In fact, its funding has doubled over the last 4 years thanks to a Kentucky congressman. Senator Mitch McConnell, who's the Senate Majority Leader right now, he's from Kentucky, and he has vowed that there will be no cuts to ARC funding because Kentucky is one of the largest recipients thereof.
And these are a lot of areas that voted for Republicans, including President Trump, who presented this budget.
Absolutely. Western North Carolina was a very deep shade of red. And so as some of these programs like the Swain County Digital Mammography Unit, things like this won't come to pass in the future, it'll be very interesting to see how some of these people who voted for Trump react to defunding some of the things that keep their towns alive.
Corey Valancourt, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, Matt.